You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Cabinet held an emergency meeting to discuss a lockdown in response to the state's Holiday Inn outbreak. Victoria will enter a snap 5-day coronavirus lockdown, meaning schools and non-essential retail shops will be closed, with some exceptions, and Melbourne will return to its August lockdown settings. Hospitality will move to takeaway only, and there will only be 4 designated reasons to leave home. They include shopping for essential items, care and caregiving, exercising for 2 hours per day, and work and study if you can't do them from home. The 5-kilometre rule will also be reinstated. Mr. Andrews says he's confident the move that he's calling a circuit breaker will be effective.
We will be able to smother this. We will be able to prevent it getting away from us. I want to be here on Wednesday next week announcing that these restrictions are coming off. But I can't do it on my own. I need every single Victorian to work with me and with our team so that we can run this to ground and we can see this strategy work just as it has worked against this UK strain in Brisbane and in Perth.
6 of the cases in the Holiday Inn outbreak have been confirmed to be the more infectious UK variant of the coronavirus, and authorities are assuming that all 13 cases may be the UK variant. Mr. Andrews says the hyper-infectious UK variant is moving so fast it presents a greater than usual risk to the community. The Brunetti Cafe in Terminal 4 at Melbourne Airport has also been listed as an exposure site after it was visited by an infected person on February the 9th between 4:45 a.m. and 1:15 p.m. The exposure raises fears the virus may have already travelled interstate. Anyone who visited the cafe during that time needs to get a COVID-19 test and isolate for 14 days. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says while a snap lockdown is difficult, the alternative is potentially much more devastating.
I do not want to be here either come Wednesday, not having done this and talking about 10, 15, 20, 30 new cases a day, including mystery cases or including cases that we can't chase down. We need to be able to chase each and every case down so that we can get back that precious thing of no community transmission. And everyone seems to be in agreement globally now that having no community transmission is the very best place that you can be in for the long-term sustainability until we get on top of this with a significant coverage of vaccine.
Australia's hotel quarantine system won't be run by the federal government, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison again rejecting the idea. It follows renewed concerns about coronavirus spreading out of the quarantine system. About 220,000 people have so far gone through Australia's hotel quarantine system. Along with Victoria, hotel quarantine workers have also caught the virus in Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide and Sydney, sparking brief lockdowns in those cities. Mr. Morrison says it's unrealistic to expect the country's hotel quarantine program to be 100% safe, and that's why hotel quarantine and other frontline workers will be some of the first people to get vaccinated.
The vaccination program will commence first with hotel workers, quarantine workers, those vulnerable populations. You're familiar with the rollout plan. I think it is unrealistic to think that any quarantine program, wherever it's run, has some sort of 100% fail-safe. And I think we just have to bring some reality to the understanding of this issue. We have had breaches before, and we've got on top of them quickly. That is my belief is what will happen here in Victoria.
Melbourne's hotel quarantine cluster has prompted several states to tighten borders to travellers from the city. The Northern Territory has declared Greater Melbourne a COVID-19 hotspot. Queensland has also declared Greater Melbourne a hotspot. Queensland's borders will be closed to 36 Victorian local government areas for 14 days. South Australia has already locked out travellers from Melbourne, while Western Australia has imposed a 72-hour hard border to Victorians. Tasmania has declared Victoria a high-risk state. Acting Queensland Premier Stephen Miles hopes Victoria's temporary lockdown will be effective.
That's the third similar lockdown. So this follows the lockdown we did here in Greater Brisbane, the Perth lockdown. And we hope that this third hammer-style lockdown will be just as effective as the last two. I'm sure all Queenslanders wish our friends and our family and all Victorians all the best through this lockdown. We were there not that long ago.
And there is more support in store for older Australians after the Centre for Cultural Diversity and Ageing launched a multilingual phone support line for older people. Support is available in six languages: Greek, Arabic, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Cantonese and Italian. Lisa Tribuzio from the Centre for Cultural Diversity and Ageing says not everyone can access the internet.
Research also shows in the aged care sector, that older people have said that they prefer the good old-fashioned phone as a way of getting information. Plus, they want trusted information from trusted people, and that the internet and where they can get access to information on the internet is not the most effective way. In that they have language barriers. Not everyone can access technology.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.